My name's Dan. I'm part of the team at Open Doors, who serve the persecuted church around the world, and we exist to strengthen what remains. Where Christians find themselves in the hardest places to follow Jesus, we seek to strengthen them in their faith. And so it's been amazing to be with you this weekend. I hope our paths did cross, but if they didn't, I hope tonight is an encouragement to you. I know that might sound a bit odd, it being a video, but actually sometimes with a video we can do things that we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. And so we're going to be sharing with you an interview of a friend of mine called Mujtaba, an interview that Naomi has done with Mudge. And they're talking about worship, they're talking about what does it mean to follow Jesus when it's really hard. And so I'm going to share a little bit of Mujtaba's story with you for context so that you've got a bit of an idea. And throughout as well, there's going to be the opportunity for you to be able to pause. There'll be the opportunity for questions where you might be able to kind of pause and reflect and say, well, what does it mean for me to worship Jesus? How do I keep going when it gets really hard? Mujtaba, who's now in the UK, fled Iran due to persecution. Mujtaba, at a young age, his late teens, early 20s, was leading a secret house church in Iran. They would gather in his family home. He would teach the Bible. They would worship quietly. They would share stories, share communion, encourage one another. And one day, the secret police, 20 to 30 secret policemen, raided one of their gatherings. He was then put into solitary confinement. He was interrogated, and then ultimately he was imprisoned. And he served 3 years in prison. His crime, leading a church, following Jesus. Now, Mujtaba, when he was imprisoned, was in prison with murderers, with drug dealers, with terrorists. He was actually in a place where he felt pretty hopeless, as you can imagine. And so going from leading church and the excitement of that to actually being for largely in solitary confinement was a bit of a journey for Mujtaba. And so when he's reflecting on what it is to worship, you've got to have that in the back of your mind, that here's a guy that had all of this and now was in a completely different context. Despite the hopelessness of the situation, God had amazing plans for Mujtaba. He began to share his story. He began bravely in an Iranian prison to share his faith in Jesus, share his testimony with many other inmates. One guy I remember he told me about was a guy called Muhammad who was on death row, and he wouldn't tell me the crimes that he committed. He just said they were very bad, Dan, they were very bad. And so he told me the story of approaching Muhammad, having massive fear. This guy had a bit of a reputation. He's on death row and sharing about Jesus with him. And Muhammad, after weeks of this kind of like gospel conversations, Muhammad gave his life to Jesus. And Mujtaba went on to say he didn't hear anything from Muhammad after that. But a couple of months later, he heard that Muhammad had been executed by the state of Iran. But his eternal destiny was changed because Mujtaba was in that prison, able to share the good news of Jesus, where otherwise he wouldn't have heard it. But in order to facilitate this and do it better, Mujtaba really wanted a Bible. He couldn't get access to a Bible. He told me that you can get all kinds of contraband. You ever find yourself in an Iranian prison? Apparently, you can get drugs, contraband, whatever you want in, just not a Bible. But he'd befriended a Muslim imam. And this Muslim imam knew what Mujtaba wanted, knew he wanted a Bible, and so he sought to help him. He said, Mujtaba, what if I smuggled in the Bible, the Word of God, but disguised as English lessons? So we'd do chapters at a time, but it would be as if we were teaching English lessons. And you could translate it and then share that around the prison. And that's exactly what happened. And I find that remarkable that God used an imam to facilitate the advancement of the gospel in an Iranian prison. Mujtaba's story is a story of God's grace, God's faithfulness, despite being in prison for following after him. And so I'm going to hand over to Naomi and to Mujtaba now for them to share a little bit more about what it means to follow Jesus when you're really up against it.
Hello, my name is Naomi. I work for Open Doors Youth, and I'm here with my friend Mujtaba, who is going to be speaking to us about his time when he was arrested and imprisoned for starting a secret house church in Iran. Now, if you're anything like me, you know that actually it's quite easy to worship God when you're surrounded by your friends and everything is going to plan. But it's a bit more tricky actually when life is not going to plan, when things are not going your way, and when you don't really know where God is in the midst of it. And so we're going to be speaking to Mushtaba. And so Mushtaba, I'd love to hear from you. How did being in prison impact your faith?
Yeah. So it was in the beginning, it was really, really tough and shocking for me because for the first time when I was arrested, I was 20, and everything that happened was just beyond my ability, and never expect something like this happen to my life. I was one of those ordinary guys in society, never had any problem and tension with police, let alone being intelligence service, handcuffs on my hand, blindfold over my eyes, and very intense interrogations. So it was really something bigger than me. So it was really tough, but I found really courage with the presence of God. God was really faithful, and I experienced His power and courage in front of interrogators and officers. But at the same time, there was lots of times, especially in solitary confinement, that I was struggling with my identity. I started to just define myself with my weaknesses and my faults and the things that I could have done better, and because I was really alone, it was easy to find myself with being away from my family, friends, everything I had, you know, and it was really struggling, really, really struggling for me. But in the midst of all, I found Jesus not like a God who is sitting in the heaven and with His angels, but he's like a friend. He's very close to me. He's someone who can empathize with me, because Jesus went through lots of struggles even bigger than me. But he was betrayed by his friend. He became alone. He was especially on the cross when his friend supposed to be with him, encourage him, support him, but no one was him. And I mean, Jesus' suffering showed me that he's someone he can empathize with my pain. He's like a friend. I can talk to him easily. He became weak. He cried to God. He prayed with tears with God. He wasn't like Hollywood superheroes that always showing himself perfect, but he is a hero in our pains and suffering. He can empathize with us, and we can talk to him like a friend. And I found it like this, and it was really encouraging for me.
So I can understand this idea of like actually lots of things being stripped back, like your identity being stripped back, obviously all of your physical possessions. You didn't have anything with you in prison. And I guess I'd be interested to know, like, how do you keep worshipping when all of your plans have been taken away and you find yourself in somewhere that you completely didn't expect to be? How do you keep worshipping in that kind of environment?
Yeah, in those moments I was keep remembering what Jesus had done in my life, not only me, my brothers, my brother who was struggling with depression and drugs, and Jesus completely changed his life, and even myself, I was struggling with some addictions as a teenager. I was addicted to pornography as well, and like finding meaning in life and seeking joy and pleasure in all the negative activities, but I never could find any perfect joy and comfort among all. And I was keep remembering that in the moment that I was lost and couldn't find any meaning in life, that what is this purpose in this life, and everything is just temporary, and nothing can give me a proper joy and peace. So when I encountered Jesus, my life radically changed, all the bad stuff gone, and I was free and experiencing a joy that it wasn't it was something beyond my imagination, and which the Bible says is the new birth, you born again. So I was keep remembering this new life I have with Jesus is worth it, even when I'm in prison, even I'm bearing this pain and suffering in prison. It's more sweet. I mean, the sweetness of Jesus' salvation for me is it can overcome the bitterness of prison. So it just helped me constantly to be grateful for what Jesus had done in my life, and just focus on eternal salvation and future that is never going to end.
So thanks for that, Mr. Bitt. It's really good to hear about how you really saw God to be faithful to you. But I'm sure that there are other points where you were lamenting what you'd lost from being in prison, and yet God had a plan for you. So I'd love to hear maybe a little bit about how God used you in your circumstances in prison.
Yeah, as I was focusing more on myself, I was becoming more discouraged and disappointed in myself, because when I was looking at my life or everything I've done, it wasn't perfect. It was just in that lonely time sort of brought this negative how can I describe it? I was identifying myself with those negativities, and I just feeling I'm so, it's all my fault, and I can be better, and all these kind of things. But one day I was praying, and in my prayer, God sort of spoke to me that Mushtaba, you are talking like a selfish person. You're just talking about yourself, but it's about me as well. It's about me actually. It's my plan that you be here. And God gave me this image that Jesus was the only person in the New Testament, we read that, who became close to lepers, people who had skin diseases and stuff, and these lepers were really rejected from the society. They were really alone. No one cared about them. No one wanted to be close to them. And but Jesus became close to them, hugged them, healed them, and loved them and cared about them. And I just got that picture that all these prisoners who are isolated from society, rejected, and no one think about them, no one wants to be close to them, but Jesus wanted to touch them through me and speak about salvation to them. And God told me that you are here for them. This is my plan. Just share what I given to you and give your testimony to these people. And some of them, some of these criminal people came to Christ, and it was amazing to see that their life changed and how they were praying and stuff. And yeah, it was amazing to see God's works among them.
Oh, thanks so much for that. I think it's just so cool to see how God can use even situations where we feel like a hopeless, and he can still work some of his power in that. I wonder if you've got any advice. Yeah, how do you stay close to God when life is really tough?
Yeah. First of all, I'd like pray to Jesus like a friend. He's not only a good teacher or leader of a religion or God who is sitting in heaven. He's a friend. We can pour out our heart with vulnerability to him, talk to him about everything, all our weaknesses. I believe, and I can say he loves you so much that he gave his life for you. And he is the true friend that never become unfaithful or never go away. He's there always, as I experienced it in the most difficult part of my life. And just talk to him honestly, even talk to his people from church, and I believe God will come and meet you there. And also focus on eternal things. Everything we have, there are lots of ideas in this world. There are many things that people say to survive their situations, but maybe it's just a temporary sort of salvation. But God really have for us eternal things. Focus on them. Find yourself in God, and find the truth and the peace and joy in him. And I think these things.
Thank you so much. I wonder, it would be great if you would maybe be able to pray for us, that we would be people who keep worshipping God even when it's really hard. So would you be willing to lead us in prayer?
Yeah, sure. Yes, Father, we pray that in Jesus' name you come and be with us, and like a friend, walk with us, eat with us, empathize with our pains, and give us your comfort and your purpose, Lord. Let us find ourselves in you, our true identity in you, not putting our identity on our friends, what we have in life, but just find ourselves in you, because you are eternal. Thank you for your love and your care to us, Lord, and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
What an amazing guy Mushtaba is, and an amazing story. Reflecting on his time in prison, these are his words. I never prayed for God to release me from prison. I can serve God anywhere, inside or outside of prison. Doesn't matter what situation I'm in. I can serve in God's kingdom wherever he places me. Going to the prison, the isolation, the imprisonment, Mushtaba says, was worth it. I'd do it again, he says, in order to see someone put their trust in Jesus. Persecution takes the gospel places it otherwise wouldn't go. And it reminds me of a passage in Philippians, as Paul writes from prison, and he writes this: I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. His logic's this: if I'm in prison and I'm sharing the good news of Jesus, then you can do it too, wherever you are. So where has God uniquely placed you? Where can you share the good news of Jesus and bring hope in darkness today? You can serve him wherever you find yourself. Thank you so much for having us this weekend. We've had an amazing time. It's been great to be with you. I pray and hope it's been an encouragement for you too. And I just want to thank you for your support, for your prayer, for your kindness towards our persecuted family around the world. It really does make all the difference. So God bless you all.